This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
6:45, quarter till 7. Tommy Tucker, WWL, joined by Bill Alexander, CEO of the National Law Enforcement Officers Memorial Fund. One death in a line of duty is too many, but at least there is some positive news as it relates to the report from 2025. Good morning, Bill. How are you?
Tommy, I'm great. How are you this morning?
I'm okay, sir. Happy New Year to you. Tell me about the report from 2025 as far as law enforcement officers that were killed in the line of duty and what it says.
Well, you're absolutely right. We don't like to say the words good news when we're reporting even a single police officer having died. But this is certainly a very encouraging report. It shows that in 2025, 111 men and women died in the line of duty. That's a 25% drop compared to last year when we had 148. So there again, not necessarily good news, but certainly very encouraging. All of the major categories which we track, which include deaths by gunfire, traffic, and other, which includes medical events, they're all down year over year.
Has there been any movement in categories of or distinguishable where, say, I know COVID was particularly a terrible time for law enforcement officers and deaths in the line of duty, but has there been any movement within those subsets of traffic stops as opposed to this, as opposed to that?
Well, again, they're all down. The traffic stops, you know, I really do feel like to some degree the decades-long push from law enforcement to help educate and encourage other motorists to be aware of police officers out on the roadway and try to give them time and space. As you well know, localities all across the country have passed move-over laws or something equivalent. So to some degree, the drop in traffic-related fatalities, I hope, is a product of that long push of helping to encourage people to slow down and give officers time and space. The firearms fatalities, while it is down about 15% year over year, our friends and partners over at the FOP track the number of police officers who have been shot in any given year. So that means shot, but not necessarily fatally shot. And those numbers are still trending along where they were last year. So, you know, to some degree, I think these firearms fatalities are down by virtue of lots of police officers getting more advanced medical care, carrying things like tactical emergency care kits with like tourniquets and blood stop loss products. So I think to some degree, the advancing medical care and the advancing medical care just at hospitals in general is helping to save lives that we might have otherwise lost in previous years. And then the other category, much as you mentioned, we no longer count any COVID deaths. And so that had been a very, very big category in years past. And that's obviously way, way down this year.
What is the most dangerous thing when it comes to fatalities for police officers as according to this study?
You know, I think it highlights an area that has always been dangerous, and that is domestic disputes. Responding to a call where emotions are oftentimes very heightened, very raw. Both parties are engaged in a very emotional way that oftentimes leads them to behaviors that they might not normally do. You know, I've been on the scenes before where, say, a wife is adamant that she wants her husband locked up. And no sooner do you have the husband in handcuffs than the wife, you know, all of a sudden decides she doesn't want her husband locked up and begins to get violent. So domestics, you just never know what you're walking into. And those can and are oftentimes very dangerous. Another subset of calls are going to places where the officer is trying to serve a warrant or otherwise, say, snatch someone. It's not uncommon that those people do not want to go with law enforcement and not infrequently act violently in an attempt to get away. So those are also equally very dangerous situations.
I've got friends that are law enforcement officers, and I know to a person, both men and women, they'll tell me that a domestic call is tough because all of a sudden you think that you're helping A and B get into it. So you think you're helping A, then all of a sudden A says, well, wait, what are you doing to B? Why are you doing that to B? And then before you know it, you got a mess on your hands and somebody's getting
there. You're absolutely right. Yep. Very common.
Where can people find out more about this, Bill?
They can go to our website. It's NLEOMF.org, NLEOMF.org. We are a nonprofit and we exist entirely on donations. So if anyone feels value in what we're doing in terms of honoring the Our Fallen Heroes and trying to tell their story, I hope they might support us.
Thank you, Bill. I appreciate your time as always. And it's, again, hard to say good news. You don't want to say that, but at least a positive indicator. How about that?
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Tommy. Thank you for helping us to tell this very important story.
You bet. God bless the men and women who wear the badge. I wouldn't do it. God bless those that choose to do it. Bill Alexander, CEO of the National Law Enforcement Officers Memorial Fund. We'll talk about sex trafficking and what Scott Vaughn is doing to help victims that have been sex trafficked when we come back. 6:50, 10 till 7. It's time for traffic on WWL.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.